What's up? This is Nathan Smart, Aaronic Gamer, and I'm just recording this little audio podcast to talk about some of my favorite video game cover bands. What you just heard was DuckTales, The Moon Stage by The Advantage, my favorite band of them all. I really like them because of their attention to detail and the way that they make their songs sound exactly like the originals. And then also they add a little bit to them. Maybe the drummer's really technical. He adds a lot of extra sort of hits in there, and it's really great. And I'm babbling right now. Babble, 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 babble. So I'm gonna get to the music. This next song is the Street Fighter 2010 music, and it's by an artist called Michael Gum. And I really like this one because it's not really a typical song that most bands do. Most of them doing Contra, Mega Man, things like that. This one is a nice random choice. Enjoy it. This next song is Little Nemo the Dream Master by the Ice Climbers. Again, another choice that isn't usually done by most bands, and again, another reason why I like it. Alright, I know this podcast gets boring when I start to talk, so I'm just gonna jump right into it. This next one is Double Dragon by the Mini Bosses. Alright, here's one of the few good ones from the Neskimos that I like. Bionic Commando, Movement 1. As far as metalizing something goes, you can't beat Stemmage or Metroid Metal. This next one is the Item Collect song, and it's really remarkable what he's accomplished with it. Thank you. This next group, or guy, I should say, is from France. He's from where French people are. He's from France, and his name, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, I'm probably not. It's Tanguy Ukulele Orchestra. The theme song is To Space Harrier, and he combines a unique mixture of ukulele and a cappella. It is really good and fun to listen to. What? Finally, we have XOC with Forest of Illusion from Super Mario World. This is another one of those guys who really, really recreates the feeling of playing the game. And every time I listen to it, it really puts me into the Super Mario World mood. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I don't know how to end things well. Bye-bye. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Check out ironicgamer.com for info on all these artists and links and where to download the songs.